It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 5:30.
It's a crisp 59 degrees.
No crashes, no delays on the roadways right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, state lawmakers may take on homeowners associations over the issue of security cameras.
They say an unsolved murder case is at play. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, it's been about 6 months since Linda Lamelka was shot and killed in front of a home in Mill Creek, but there is no suspect yet. The HOA bans home security cameras in that neighborhood. Her daughter spoke to a Utah legislative committee about it. And now Utah lawmakers are considering legislation to keep homeowners associations from banning those cameras. They say residents should be able to protect their own property, but HOA say they can prohibit activity that creates, quote, unsightly conditions on the property, meaning the cameras don't look good. But it could also just be technology moving faster than those regulations can keep up. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah lawmakers are debating whether to increase penalties on rioters. Legislative analyst John Feinauer says Tennessee did it recently by mandating jail time and raising fines.
Against those who have damaged specific types of property. And so they raised fines, and those fines go beyond the current fine structure of the Utah statute as well. But that's certainly something that has generated a lot of discussion.
Sheriffs across the states are supporting the idea after several protests in and near Salt Lake City turned violent.
Utah's 2020 school year.
The Davis School District is working on a new plan to get students back in the classroom. Students are going to class twice a week now, but after lots of frustration, the district will be moving elementary students to a four-day schedule. Parents spoke at a board meeting yesterday.
This is not working. We are not receiving a quality education that we received last year.
I'm not worried about dying. I know the rate of survival is high, but being on a respirator or having long-term complications don't sound too good either.
Davis District Elementary students will return to the classroom Monday through Thursday starting September 28th. Secondary students start that schedule 1 week later.
A Utah man has made an appearance in federal court on charges that he used a motorcycle to harass bison at Yellowstone National Park. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, it's two brothers, one from Arizona and another from here in Utah, that have each pleaded not guilty to charges that accuse them of riding their motorcycles off-road in Yellowstone National Park and harassing bison. The Utah man is 25-year-old Dallin McAllister of Provo. A park spokesperson says the pair drove off-road near Fountain Flats Drive in western Yellowstone Friday night. In fact, a video circulating on Facebook shows them within feet of a group of running bison. Visitors in Yellowstone are required to stay 25 yards away from bison and at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves. Visitors may not go off-road on vehicles or bicycles, and those rules are in place for a reason. This past June, a bison gored a woman after she approached it to take a photo near Yellowstone Lake's Bridge Bay. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Sally revved up just before reaching the Gulf Coast. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. Hurricane Sally finally making landfall near Gulf Shores, Alabama as a powerful Category 2 storm. Ken Graham directs the National Hurricane Center.
Around Mobile Bay, 4 to 6 feet of inundation. That's water up your pant legs.
Sally's slow pace could bring life-threatening flooding with storm surge and torrential rains. Dozens of lives, hundreds of homes, millions of acres across the West destroyed by ongoing wildfires as smoke is now reaching Washington, D.C. That's where Senate leader Mitch McConnell agrees climate change is the issue.
The argument is about how best to address it.
He says Republicans want to develop technology, not clamp down on economic activity. And while President Trump was on ABC News in a town hall last night, Democratic nominee Joe Biden was courting Hispanic voters in Florida, saying Mr. Trump has failed them.
Whether it's in his heinous act of separating children from their families at our border, or his repeated attacks on Dreamers, or his neglect of the people of Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria.
The election is in 48 days. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Live events have obviously been hit hard since the pandemic began. Last night, those who are out of work brought attention to their plight.
See people that are used to making well into six figures all of a sudden in food bank line.
Peter Marley and others in the event industry took to the streets of Salt Lake to try and make others aware of what they're facing.
Salt Lake this month would normally have about 8,000 people working events. There's probably somewhere in the region of 200 to 300 working them at the moment. The rest of them are out of work.
And Peter O'Doherty says right now there's no end in sight.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.